question is, professionally, as a writer or as an activist, what are the biggest challenges you have faced? And I think there's two answers to this. One of them is the same response that, or the same challenge that any artist faces, which is, there's a cliche that writing is a great way to make a life and a terrible way to make a living. And everyone who, I mean, activists face this. I remember when we were doing timber sale appeals back when I lived in Spokane, Washington, I was very aware that there were however many of us who were doing these appeals on our own time, and those in the Forest Service who were putting them out were all doing this at work, making 30, 40, 50, 60,000 a year. And we're doing it volunteer. And that's part of the problem, is that those who push capitalism often get paid very well. And those who oppose it, it's always a labor of love. And very rarely do any people get rewarded for this. And it's the same with art. That, yeah, there are a few who can make a living at it, and in no way do I begrudge them that living. I think it's fabulous when a writer can make a living at it. It's really challenging. And I've met so many artists over the years who, when we get together to talk, the first thing we talk about is not, about your muse. It's like, how do you pay the rent? What do you do? What's your side gig that allows you to do that? So that's one challenge. And then the other challenge I find really fascinating is that I've gotten a lot of hate mail over the years. And a little bit of it has come from the right wingers, which is, I thought it'd be more. I wasn't really expecting hate mail, but if there was going to be hate mail, I thought it was going to be primarily from, the pro-loggers or pro-miners or whatever, but for the most part, they haven't noticed me. But the group that I've gotten a lot of hate mail from over the last 20 years have primarily been what I would call lifestylists. So people who get really mad and say at one talk, this isn't hate mail, but at one talk I did many years ago, a guy came up to me afterwards and said, do you have a bank account? And I said, why are you asking? He said, because if you have a bank account, I can ignore everything you say. And I was thinking, why don't you just ask me if I'm wearing a sweater? Because if I'm wearing a sweater, you can ignore everything I say. There's this, and I've seen this a lot. I have some strong disagreements with, say, Bill McKibben. And I disagree with a lot of what he's promoting. But I've seen people criticize him for flying to do talks. And that's just ridiculous that whether he flies to do a talk is not the point, because you expect us to take on the dominant culture and to do it walking. I mean, I'm not actually interested in purity. I love this line by Lee R. Keith, that the task of an activist is not to navigate systems of oppressive authority with as much personal integrity as possible. The task of an activist is to confront and take down those systems of oppressive authority. And you do it using whatever means you can. So I've had lots of people, I've had anti-car activists get really mad at me because I drive a car. I've had vegans get really mad at me because I eat meat. I've had anarchists get mad at me because I'm against pornography. And I've had anarchists get mad at me because I don't believe that women should be forced to share their most vulnerable spaces with males. I've had all sorts of stuff that is just, it's just very interesting that I have gotten so much so much crap from people who believe that the solutions to these social problems are personal change. And that, I understand the profound philosophical difference between believing that the way you change society is to compost or ride a bike. And those who believe that the way to change a society is to confront and take down those systems of oppressive authority. And I don't believe social change happens by example. And that has been a significant, and another thing that blows me away about all the hate mail I've gotten over is like, I don't send hate mail to the people who believe that you can change society just by composting. I'm like, great, I disagree with you. So that's the thing, is if you disagree and if you think that, that the way to change society is to ride a bicycle, then ride a bicycle. And if you want, write a book about it.